Hey Branches, it's Colin, and it's Thursday, March 28th. It's Maundy Thursday, Thursday of Holy Week. Just so you know, Maundy from Maundy Thursday comes from the Latin word mandate, or mandate, a command. Jesus says in John's Gospel, "A new command I give to you, that you should love one another." And that's how people are going to know that you're my disciples. And so we observe that today, that night Jesus spent time with his disciples and gave them this new command. I say new, you can't see me, but I'm doing air quotes. That Jesus has been saying this all along, but for them it's new. For them it's a new way of conducting themselves. We're not reading that story in Mark's Gospel today because that story isn't in Mark's Gospel. But we do see on display love one another in Jesus' life. And as we did yesterday, I have a prayer for us today, a bidding to ask of God to shape us and form us in this Holy Week, and even in particular, this Maundy Thursday. So we're still in Mark chapter 15. We're going to read verses 16 through 32 today. It says this, "Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is, the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, 'Hail, King of the Jews!' They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby, who was coming in from the country, to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription on the charge against him read, 'The King of the Jews.' And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, 'Aha, you who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross.' In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves and saying, 'He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe.' Those who were crucified with him also taunted him." Before I leave us with a prayer and little meditative question, or at least a meditative thought, just a fun fact, as I usually like to share on these podcasts about Mark's Gospel, we get a short little description of the crowds compelling a man, Simon of Cyrene, to help carry Jesus' cross. If you've seen Passion of the Christ, you've seen a depiction of Simon of Cyrene helping Jesus carry the cross. But we get a note about his progeny, about his sons, Alexander and Rufus. There's some debate about this, but I find it personally compelling and find it super fascinating that if you go to the last chapter of the letter to the Romans, Paul shouts out a guy named Rufus and his mother, and we think it's the same Rufus who's the son of Simon the Cyrene. Think about that, that Jesus' disciples, and probably Simon after this experience, were in the Roman church and were helping Gentile Christians become followers of Jesus. And presumably at this point, Simon may have been dead. That's why he's not mentioned, but his wife and his son, Rufus, are mentioned as extensions of this ministry of Jesus. The very man who carried Jesus' cross for him and with him on the road to Golgotha, the place of the skull, then had a legacy of discipleship in his own family. I find that really fascinating. I just find it a comforting thing that the story of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus, the way Jesus lived his life, and the carrying of his cross of Jesus, accompanied by Simon of Cyrene, had a lasting impact and legacy in the history of the Christian church. Today, I just want to leave us with this. We're on Maundy Thursday, thinking about this mandate of what it means to love one another. Jesus is mocked as the King of the Jews, and mocked again as this person is like, "You think you have this power to destroy the temple and build it back up. Why don't you save yourself?" Jesus says it without saying it, that Jesus is choosing not to save himself so that he can save the world. There's no better love than this, it says in Matthew's Gospel, than one who lays down his life for his friends. Jesus could save himself, but he doesn't. And he could save us, and he's done so. This new command, Jesus says in John's Gospel, I give to you, love one another Lay your life down for one another. Be self-sacrificial. Pour yourself out. Carry one another's crosses. Be mocked if it means being mocked. Give of yourself totally in an unabashed, embarrassing, reckless way so that others, the world, the mockers, the Simons of Cyrene, the pilots of the world, the people around us who don't quite understand, will know that you belong to me. This command of love is exemplified here in Jesus' determination to say, I could save myself, but I won't. I choose to save you. So that's my prayer for us today. God, save us. Remind us that you have saved us. Remind us of the examples of people like Simon of Cyrene and his supposed wife and son, Rufus. Remind us that you've given us the invitation to follow you, to be like you, not just to claim we follow you, but to mimic you, to shape our lives around this cross that Simon helped you carry. God, give us the strength, the courage, the vulnerability, the discernment, and the will to love one another like you loved us. Help us choose as you chose, not to save ourselves or prop ourselves up, but to care for and put the needs of others before our own. We thank you, God, for the saving work you've done for each one of us and for the whole world. We pray all this in Jesus, the one who bore his cross and ours. Amen. Thanks for listening today.